But did you ever have things you had to be careful about with how you washed them, or they would wouldn't bit you after you got through with them?
Yes, all garments were subject to shrinking, and people were careful to avoid that as much as possible, and it occurred largely in hot water. Wool would shrink, and most other garments would. These days we have pre-shrunk garments, pre-shrunk materials. I don't know what that means exactly, but they can be washed in hot water without changing the size.
Now, as to what a woman, when she was going out to a party and getting ready, you say she likes to spend a lot of time before the mirror. Did y'all ever have a word?
All what I know is primp. They always primped up. P-R-I-M-P-E-D.
And a man, like?
There must have been some word that you used that I cannot recall now.
Okay. Now, the small leather container that with a clasp on it, maybe a woman would carry money in, she called her...
It was either a purse, probably a pocket book.
Okay. And around her wrist, she might wear something decorative, either...
Well, it was just what it is today. It was a bracelet.
Yeah, a man might wear a...
Men didn't wear anything around their wrist except a few who had wore a piece of buckskin.
Buckskin?
Yeah, or a rawhide or something that they said gave them physical strength.
Well, something I might wear to tell time. Oh, no, they would always have that in their
pockets, yeah. Nobody ever wore a wristwatch. That was, in fact, I don't think any man wore a wristwatch well after World War I.
Huh.
We always had a watch and chain and a watch pocket. I don't know, all trousers were made with them. They don't put them on anymore, but all trousers had a watch pocket. Kept your watch in there, chain was attached to it, and the other end to your coat or garment for safety purposes.
Now, what about the things that you'd find on a bed? What sort of covers would you have on a bed? What would be the last thing you'd put on a bed?
A bedspread is the only article I can recall.
Okay. And, of course, then you put your head on a...
We had a pillow.
Do you have any different types of pillows? Maybe one that is twice as long as a regular pillow? Or?
No, I never knew of that.
A bolster?
Nope, I never heard of another name for a pillow than just that. And usually they were stuffed with feathers.